Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn on the scene. Fran back in the studio. We're broadcasting live today from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is warm. It should be a great day out here in Sea Isle. A great night last night for the Sixers, who made the right pick. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, big fellas, don't you have your ass out here wearing the same clothes all day. It's hot. Get all sweaty and stuff running around. You better change your clothes. They're 2-shower minimum today, big fellas. 2-shower minimum.
Well, that's how you know summer has started, the 2-shower minimum plea by Hugh Douglas. Hugh, today's going to be a good day. We're excited to be out here. So we are in Sea Isle today. The New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, Jason Kelsey's event. We already saw Ross Tucker. We heard some former Eagles are going to be here, maybe some current Eagles. These guys are – it's like what's the best way you describe this? Almost like a competition with beer in between?
Like, yeah, it's
like poles greased out here with Crisco.
Somebody greased the pole,
yep.
Man. That's a little weird. It's a little weird. But Ross Tucker is here.
Yep.
He's clearly stressed out about how he's going to –
Are you going to participate?
Hells no.
Okay.
Man, ain't no way. Listen. All these events are water-based, and I don't know what's in that water.
Well, not much.
I mean, sharks.
There's no sharks.
Sharks.
It's
not,
all
not probably
it's all
out
baby
here,
turtle. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to freak anybody out.
We are on the edge of the bay. There's no sharks.
But it's chances for that.
You got to stop saying shark.
This is not my profile. I'll let the people that profile this way, which I have a whole lot of love for, I'll let y'all have it.
All right, well, it's going to be a great event, and we'll have some guests on as we go throughout, and all the proceeds today benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation.
It's going to be packed, too, man.
It will be packed.
It feels like it's getting packed.
It's going to be an awesome day, and Hugh, I thought last night was an awesome night for the Sixers. They nailed it. I thought the Sixers last night and Daryl Morey did the right thing. Sometimes the simple thing is the right thing, and last night I thought it was. We went into that draft last night, and Hugh, we didn't know. I mean, like, we didn't know what they were going to do, right? We knew the first couple picks. We clearly, Cooper Flagg was going to be the number one pick. Then it seemed like everyone knew Dylan Harper would be the second pick. After that, the draft really started with the Sixers. And they took Vijay Edgecombe out of Baylor, the guy I thought the whole time made the most sense for them in terms of the player, the athletic profile, the personality, you know, his background. Like, he just, to me, strikes me as the kind of guy that's going to reach his ceiling, whatever that is. I didn't want any part of the Ace Bailey thing. I had a fear in the back of my mind yesterday they were going to screw all of us to take Ace Bailey, but they didn't. They did the right thing last night by taking Vijay Edgecombe. Hugh, what was your reaction when you saw the pick? They took Edgecombe out of Baylor to add to the mix of a bunch of good guards they have now, which is now clearly the strength of their team.
It feels like copium, Joe, if I'm being honest.
Copium?
Yeah, for you. Because we all know who the best player was. But when I was listening to some of the people talk,
Vijay Edgecombe was the best player.
Ace Bailey.
No.
Ace Bailey.
No.
But, and to hear people talk about, like, listen, he could turn out to be the right pick for us. But when you talk about upside and comparability and who he was compared to, we got the guy that wanted us. I mean, and that's great. That's great. But when you talk about what Ace Bailey was, he was the better player, no doubt.
No, I don't agree with that.
But I feel like VJ will be – he's the harder worker.
That we agree on.
Yeah, he's the harder worker.
Yeah, Elliot Shore Douglas over here.
No, I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
We finally
hit a home run with a draft pick, and you're coming on here and that Debbie Downer.
I'm not being a Debbie Downer.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know how this – and I'm not indicting anybody about this. But you know how when you listen to the draft and you hear the analysts talk about the player, mm-hmm. and they really talk about his athleticism and, you know, his defensive capabilities,
yes.
which we need.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. But it felt like they were really, really trying to talk him up because they knew Ace was the better player, but VJ was the better fit because, number one, he wanted to be here. And that was the biggest reason. He wanted to be here. Ace Bailey didn't. And so you had the Sixers had to pivot because they didn't want to draft a guy who didn't want to be here. And on top of that, I don't know. We don't know where Ace wanted to be because there was reports out there that he, when he got drafted by Utah, he was like, I don't want to be.
Well,
Utah,
does anyone really want to go to Utah? Can we be real with each other? I think
Utah. If you know, you play it right, Utah could be a great place to live.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But listen. I'd rather be in Philadelphia. I'll tell you that.
But, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, there's a lot there. All right, 215-592-9494. I view it differently. I don't view it as they got a consolation prize. I think they got a guy that has a better chance to reach his upside. They got a grown-up. They got a guy that actually seems to care about the team he's going to play for and was going to reach his ceiling. Like, the Sixers have done this thing for so many years. Ben Simmons is probably the biggest example, where they take someone that is, you know, talented and doesn't give a crap. They had James Harden here, who has been a great player in the NBA, but doesn't give a crap about winning. I saw a kid last night that I feel like he cares. I feel like he's gonna put the work in to reach his ceiling, and he's already a good player anyway. It's not like they got some guy. Like, he was one of the better players in college basketball. You know what last night gave me?
What was that?
Hope. It gave me hope for the Sixers. They didn't do the dumb thing for the first time in a long time. They did the right thing, and I think they're starting to turn this thing over to where there was too many – I'm just going to say it this way. Too many loser personalities on this team. Ben Simmons was a loser. Joel Embiid, although a specially talented player, exhibits a lot of loser moments in the postseason. James Harden, loser. And the last few years, I think they're starting to turn this around. Like, Maxey is one of those guys that gets the most out of what he's got in his body,
yes.
right? I think Jerry McCain looks like that kind of player. And I think Edgecombe's going to be that. And when I watched the Thunder win the finals, I didn't see, like, oh, my goodness, they had the best talent, most talented player in every draft. They had the players that reached their ceiling.
Yeah, and
Shea
hard.
Was the 11th pick.
Yeah.
Williams was the 12th pick. Yes, that play hard, play defense.
That want to.
That's it. And that's why, for the first time in a long time, I've got hope for the Sixers. 215-592-9494. Did last night bring you hope for the Sixers?
I got to ask.
This guy in his King's chair over here.
No, listen. You're talking with a lot of bravado today. I'm trying – when you say
– Yes, hope.
Well, hold up. When you say hope, what are we talking – like, you need to frame hope for me.
Hope that they could be a winning franchise again. And
wait,
not
– no.
What do you mean no?
When you say hope, I am – what what does that mean for next year? That's what – answer that question, Joe. What are you talking about? Because it sounds to me – like, you think that this is a playoff contender because you got a lot of bravado this morning.
So they could certainly be a playoff team next year. It's not hard to make the playoffs. I mean, they could be a playoff team. But I think in time with Edgecombe and Maxey and McCain, they could have the nucleus of a championship contender.
What about Joel Embiid?
I forget about Joel Embiid. I'm not worried about Joel Embiid.
No, see, I think
I'm moving to the next era, and Edgecombe was the right pick. This is the kind of kid you build around.
I don't have a problem with that. But when I was listening to the broadcast last night, I guess Daryl Morey talked about the big fella, Joel Embiid, and talked about him being ready for the season. And I saw the enthusiasm and optimism on the faces of the people at the draft party. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I hope y'all don't think we're going to the playoffs next year. I hope y'all don't think that we're building this team around Joel Embiid. I hope y'all don't think that's going to be the case.
They certainly could be a playoff team.
I know it's going to be the case.
What?
Yeah.
Dog.
They're going to be the 3 seed at worst next season.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I like that optimism.
Wait a minute.
Not quite there, but I like that optimism.
Who's the starting five?
What are you worried about starting five on June 26th?
We'll figure that out.
We got the right player three.
Here's the thing. Because I was listening to what was being said. They said he's going to be a defensive asset.
Yes.
And he's going to grow on the offensive side.
Let's hear from Daryl Morey. Morey last night on VJ Edgecombe, post-draft press conference, Daryl Morey explaining the pick, the player, and really listen to Morey talk about the maturity, the basketball IQ, the real IQ of a kid like VJ Edgecombe.
It's a little hard to describe. He's sort of like He's a very mature, you know, for his age, for being under 20. He carries himself like he's already been in the league, which I don't think is easy. So that's one. Two, I think you saw it, like the love in his family there, even if you guys were watching the telecast. I think that obviously a lot of people have that, but I think, you know, the admiration from his brother. You know, I think, yeah, I'm just excited to get to know him. He has a real good head on his shoulders, and both on the court basketball IQ-wise, but also just life IQ, yeah, for lack of a better term.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
See,
like how? I have no problem with all of that.
That's the kind of kid you take.
No, and I have no problem with that, Joe. But when I think about him developing as a scorer, because he already has the defensive side and he already has the want to, how is that going to happen here with Joel Embiid and Paul George when everything goes through Joel Embiid and they're talking about him being healthy? That's the reason why I'm not as optimistic as you are, because I feel like if Joel Embiid's out there, we're going to try to run back and do the same thing that we've done in the past.
Well,
and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that I don't love that idea. And look, I have no idea how much he's going to play. We'll get to the Embiid timeline that we were told last. I just want to read this quote to you. So Vijay Edgecombe said this to John Clark last night, and I saw this, and I said, this is what the Sixers have been missing for a long time. Quote, I just hate to see people score. I love playing defense. I know that I could play on the floor if I'm not scoring. I want to be an all-around versatile player. I want to be an elite defender. That comes with grit. I just don't like seeing other people score. I hate seeing other people score. I hate to lose. That's why I play defense the way I do. That line, I hate to lose.
I love that.
That's what the Sixers have been lacking for years. They don't have enough people here that hate to lose. And that's why I have hope again.
I love that. But I don't have hope because, and I'm not trying to, you know, take a dump on Joel Embiid, but what is he going to be? Daryl Morey was talking about how the big fella's going to be ready for the season. Do we really believe that?
I don't. But like, you know what? I got to focus on the kid they took last night and what that signals to me more than, like, the Embiid thing is what it is. What are we going to do?
No, but my point is, if we're going to run it with these three kids, they all, to me, they all need to three be on the court. And they all need to grow and experience these growing pains together in order to make this team better. Well, you throw Joel Embiid into that mix, and I'm only going by – what I've seen in the past, and you try to run everything through the big fella not knowing what that knee's going to do, to me, I feel like you're stunting the growth for the young cat.
It sounds like you're still hurt from the past year. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're
not willing
to move forward, and you're hurt.
I'm just listening.
You're stuck in the past.
Heartbreak you.
I know. Am not. It is. Heartbreak Hotel so Douglas over
see,
here.
See, this is the reason why I'm childish, because y'all start out childish, and then y'all draw me into being childish.
I have more hope for the Sixers than I've had a long time, and you're raining on everyone's
parade.
I'm
not trying to rain. I'm just being honest, man, because when you look at it, how are they going to coexist with Joel Embiid?
Yeah,
you're worried about the wrong.
All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm worried about the right thing.
Do you have hope again for the Sixers after last night? I do. They nailed the pick. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Sixers draft
Vijay
Edgecombe out of Baylor?
Here we go, me. First of all, set the record straight. The childishness starts with you. and ends with you, okay? I just want to get that
every
out
day,
of the way.
Every single
and make
day.
It very clear. You came here talking about grease and poles and everything.
No, the
soon
pole
as we
is
sat
green.
Down.
The
yeah,
grease,
we know.
The pole is grease.
This is a family
anyway,
show.
It's hot.
Today.
I said this before the draft yesterday. I've been excited about this next season. Like, the future, I don't know what Vijay Edgecombe's going to end up being. I think we definitely have more of a reason to be excited about what kind of player he can become in 2-3 years from now. Probably the same with Jarrett McCain,
yep,
realizing his ceiling and stuff like that. But let's be honest about what the Sixers have been for years. They were a team decorated with weenies, with losers. And I just think they needed a culture change in such a big way. And I think the Jarrett McCain thing, the Tyrese Maxey thing, and now this Vijay Edgecombe kid, I think now the dogs outweigh the weenies. And I think something like having this kid here, the way he works, the way he, like you said, desperately hates to, like, does not want to lose, I think something like that can almost act as a motivator for a guy like Joel Embiid, for a guy like Paul George. Like, hey, if this young kid is putting in all this work and he's taking his craft this seriously, then maybe look in the mirror, dude.
Yeah.
I think it could be kind of a fire lit under Joel Embiid's ass this season. And, I mean, look, the Ace Bailey thing probably would have set the culture back another 5 years if they took that kid.
And he probably wouldn't have reached the ceiling here.
Right. No, it would have been awful. So I love the fact that they skipped over Ace Bailey. I don't know if they thought, like you did, that Ace Bailey was that much better than Vijay Edgecombe. I think if they did, they probably would have taken him, because I trusted Daryl Morey to make the right pick. And I think we all should have trusted Daryl Morey to make the right pick. Like, I'm excited again about the Sixers next season.
You know what? When you just said all that, I realized the weenie scale has been tipped. Vijay Edgecombe is going to tip it back to the dogs.
The dogs,
you know what?
Outweigh the weenies.
The last few years, we've all watched the Knicks. All of us have watched the Knicks. And what have we said? Or I've said it. I wish the Sixers played like that. This kid plays like those Knicks players play. How many players on the Knicks are truly top 5 players, top 10 players? Maybe Brunson. Brunson was a
hard-nosed player.
Right, he wasn't a high pick. He wasn't looked at as super talented, but they play their asses off. They play defense, and that's why they've been way closer to a title than we've been the last 2 years. We needed someone like that, and we landed it. I can't fix the Embiid situation overnight. I don't know if it's ever fixable. And Paul George, he's scaled more weenie than dog in his career.
Yeah.
But we have – this kid's a dog. I can't wait to watch him play. I can't wait to watch him play defense. I believe the offense will arrive. If it doesn't, I still think there's a valuable player there. But if it arrives, there's an all-star player there. I just – last night, they didn't bleep it up. I was just – I sat there like, are they really going to take Ace Bailey and bleep this thing up? But Hugh, last night, they took the right kid. I just think they took the right kid last night.
I think they took the right kid for Philadelphia. But my thing is this. You guys are hoping that a kid fresh out of college, young cat, 18 years old, is going to shame Joel Embiid into playing better and being a hard-nosed player. Not only Joel Embiid, Paul George, after Tyrese Maxey, who came off an all-star, had a meeting and told the big fella, hey, man, you need to work harder. And instead of him receiving the message, he goes out in the hallway asking who said this and that about me.
He was listening to you. You were telling him to find the snitch.
He about to put hands on
him. He was listening to you.
No, I'm just saying. If I'd have been the PR guy, by the way, that would have never
happened. But like,
I just want to put that out there again, if I be the PR guy for the Sixers.
No, you can't. You've destroyed any chance
I'm just saying.
That's kind of my point, though. Like, now it's not just Tyrese Maxey sending that message. It might be this kid. Like, just not by saying something, but by the way he works. Like, there might just be too many things coming at Joel Embiid for him to not change his attitude.
I hear you, and that might be the case. But we still don't know how that experimental procedure went on his knee. And he might be ready, but how effective is he going to be? And are we still trying to run this offense through Joel Embiid? Like, that, those are questions.
Well, I think they have to.
See, that's why I'm not with you on that.
So, look, I understand there's short-term hope, there's long-term hope. Sometimes it takes a little while to go in effect. I'm going to compare. We're here today at the Kelsey thing, right?
It's hot,
Kelsey's event.
It's hot.
The Eagles weren't exactly a championship team, Hugh, in the late 2000s.
Yeah.
It was the end of Donovan. It was Deshaun and LeSean who were talented,
but they were not
special.
Yeah.
And you know who they started to incorporate into the team? Brandon Graham. And they started to incorporate Jason Kelsey with draft picks. And eventually Lane Johnson and Fletcher Cox. Those guys eventually and they became the culture of the Eagles. And last night gave me sense that this could be the next culture of the Sixers. The Sixers culture has sucked.
It could be, but my thing is, we're still kind of landlocked with the Joel Embiid situation and, for that matter, the Paul George situation.
But nothing last night could have changed that, right? Whoever they were going to pick, they're still kind of stuck with Embiid and George.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like this team is still going to try to run this thing through Joel and Paul George for that matter, and it's going to stunt the growth of these young guys. I think if we're going to do it, because what I see right now, we got three young players on this team. I feel like if we're going to go and get younger and try to get better as the season progresses, we need to get them up to speed and basketball ready.
Let
as
it
soon
be
as we
their
possibly
team.
Can. Yeah,
I
let it be
I
their
agree
team.
With that.
And I think, Joe, there's more recent Eagles examples for sort of what you're talking about. They're like, they're just 2023. We're old. We look like just an old, decrepit team. James Bradbury. All of a sudden, you get Quinyon Mitchell, yep. Cooper DeJean, young kids, like dogs that want to work. Everyone buys in to the same thing. And we saw what it did for the defense. Even like, I'll give you another one, like Jalen Reagor, right? Total bum, loser, did not care. You get a guy like Devontae Smith
the
in
total
here.
Opposite.
Pedigree.
Yeah.
Like those things can just, they can change things in a big way.
Yeah, the Devontae, I see some Devontae in this kid. Yeah. Like just like solely focused on the sport. And whatever's in his body, he's going to get the most out of it. I believe that. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego. New to social media starts us off. We saw
Aaron's
tweets yesterday. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
It's a new start. It's a new foundation being built for a beloved Sixers.
So, what do you feel? You in? You like it?
He's pontificating.
You know, here's what I love. What I love about this kid is that it seems like, and I watched like 2 hours of highlights yesterday on this kid, it seems like he's got the instincts. You know, he's got the basketball knowledge. You know, he's a basketball player. So that's the number one thing. The other thing is the kid can jump out of the arena. I mean, he's just got, in terms of his you know, it was basically the highlights were a dunking highlight. The only concern that I have with this kid, though, is I didn't see that aha moment in these highlights with the speed, with the quickness, with the move off the ball. You know, he seemed to, you know, when he was one-on-one, he seemed like he was covered up pretty well by some pretty average defenders at the college level. And that's not going to equate to the professional level.
Yeah, I would say his offensive game isn't refined, Aaron. I mean, he shot okay down the stretch of the season, not like wow. And I think you're right. Like, that's what he has to work on. But the defense is there. The athleticism is there. The want-to is there. I mean, there are players that get better offensively as they get older. I mean, he's 18 years old. I mean, that's – to me, if you have the offense but nothing else, then I'm concerned. If you have everything else, I think he could become a better offensive player.
I would love to see Daryl Morey bring in – and I want to get away from – I'd rather have Daryl bring in talent that's closer to the legal drinking age than to the legal Social Security benefit eligibility age. But I would love to see Daryl Morey bring in a seasoned veteran who's got the championship pedigree that's on his last legs that could come in here and teach these young cats, you know, how to win. Because it seems like with Maxey, with McCain, with VJ, the one thing that these kids all have in common is they're all hard workers that want to get better and they want to win. And that's what we've been lacking for so long with this organization.
Well, forever. And that's part of the problem, Aaron. And we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Festivities are starting soon. We're excited to be here today. Hugh will be commentating as everyone does their events.
It's hot.
It is warm, yes. We're by the bay, though.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. We're not in air conditioning today. That's for sure.
I'm going to be
cooking a stew. I already am.
It's hot.
Well, I think we'll be all right. All right, 215-592-9494. Did last night give you hope for the Sixers? Your reaction to VJ Edgecombe? We will hear from Daryl Morey on the other side. What did he say? Finally, an update on the timeline for Joel Embiid. I'm sure Hugh's excited to hear this. That's next. And last night, give you hope for the Sixers. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.